Hi everyone, my name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
Welcome to our podcast, The Performer's Pathway.
A podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
As a prelude to every episode, we like to remind our listeners that this podcast is about the other side of the musical coin. One side, which you see a lot at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. And the other side is how to maximize your talent and skills in the real world, and that's what this podcast is about. Also, if you have a few extra seconds to spare,
which is technically only 3 beats at 60 BPM,
please subscribe to our show on your podcast app of choice and rate us 5 stars. You can leave a comment about absolutely anything, too. That small act of kindness will really help us expand our audience and continue to create new episodes.
And lastly, word of mouth is always super helpful. So if you like what you hear, please tell the world.
Before we get started here, I want to mention our monthly guidebook slash workbook called The Motivated Musician. It's geared towards serious musicians and it offers challenges, exercises, professional advice, and more to help keep your musical life and career on track. Also, as an extra perk, members get exclusive discounts from My Music Masterclass, so if you want to learn more, go to mymusicmasterclass.com, hit subscribe in the header, and you'll be good to go.
That being said, let's trek further down the path of
Point Break.
Wait, what? Point Break. That's the name of this? What are you trying to do here?
Well,
are you playing on my emotions?
No, it's a good movie. You know, not the remake, the one with Keanu and Patrick Swayze.
Did you actually see the remake? It's so
bad. Oh, it's so bad. Yeah.
I watched the whole thing, though.
We got through it. Yeah, we got through it.
Made your wife watch that?
We had to. It was like nostalgia.
Oh,
it's kind of like I saw the second Willy Wonka, which was bad, too, even though Tim Burton did it, you know? Yeah. But anyway,
good Lord.
Point Break. This is not about that movie, though. Unfortunately, for those of you, the thousands of listeners who expected a full breakdown of Point Break.
I mean, we could probably make some parallels.
To Keanu?
I'll keep my ears open for some parallels.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get into what the heck's going on here. All right, so I'm a very resilient person, and I generally trudge on in the face of adversity or exhaustion or whatever. And it's important to keep moving in the right direction and not get derailed, like as we've talked about frequently in this podcast and in our guidebook, The Motivated Musician. But there are also points in life when you need to take a break to recharge, reflect, reinvent, or whatever other alliteration you can think of with the letter R. I don't know. What's another one? Reanimate? No, that's not good.
No, that's after
that's you reanimator die
from exhaustion.
Exactly.
don't let it get that far because that shit doesn't happen. It
has to be a reword. Anyway,
unless you know a Dr. Frankenstein, but
yeah, relay. No, I don't know. We'll move on. Email us if you think of anything. So anyway, I'm super burnt out right now. You know, first of all, my wife and I are raising a 4-year-old with no child care during this crazy ass pandemic. The country
you guys
turned...
don't care about your child.
What's that?
You just have no child care. You just don't care anymore.
We have no care. Yeah. Imagine if child care meant you just didn't care. No. All right. Anyway, the country has turned into a simmering cauldron of like acid, and it's just waiting to boil over. Racism, human rights violations, violence, anger. It's all around us. And to top it off, this election has been a serious emotional roller coaster. And just to keep this current, as of about an hour ago, they just called the election for Joe Biden. And although this isn't a political show, I have to say I'm very happy about the results. And, you know.
didn't someone email us and call us like communist socialist pigs the other day for no reason?
Yeah,
all?
They did. They called us leftist,
awesome.
Liberal assholes. You know why? Because I said vote on the newsletter. All I did on the newsletter, I just said, you know, it's your job to vote in this country. You should get out and vote. And then I didn't even say who to vote for. I mean, and
they called, they know.
They
know,
know
you
yeah.
jazz, you marijuana smoking jazz fan.
Hippies.
You reefer head.
Yeah. You guys want everyone to be equal. Fuck you.
It was probably that dude from Back to the Future that called him. Reefer Heads.
Who is that? Biff? No.
You call him Reefer Head Peckerwood?
Oh, I remember that.
That's so good. It was that dude.
Anyway, it's not a... We won't get into the political part of this, but I am pleased. But anyway, this was a big roller coaster for me because... And for a lot of musicians I know and family and friends, because we felt like this was more than... election. It's more than politics. This is about human rights and about democracy and about a lot of things that are very important. And anyway, getting back to what I'm saying here, we've been on this serious emotional roller coaster. Besides just COVID, and then there's this election, and then all these things. And look, I'm not even complaining because we're healthy. We're doing okay, considering, you know, many of my friends and our friends and family and colleagues are in deep trouble right now. It's a very stressful time. And as humans, it's okay to acknowledge this. And more importantly, we need to recognize when we need a break. And that's what we're going to talk about here. So Point Break not being about the actual movie and I am an FBI agent, you know, the the Keanu thing, but more
about... I think I kind of get what you're saying.
When we actually need a break ourselves to recharge.
Like a surfer needs to know where the point break is, like where the wave breaks. But it's weird with artists. Like I think you were saying before, resilience. That's good. You have to be resilient. But I feel like artists will like never seek help. They'll never stop. They'll go until they're so burned out that all of a sudden, like, you know, they're in like mental anguish. I know people that are just like that anyway. Like they never go to the doctors.
Right.
They never, you know, they'll never go get pain meds if they have a surgery. Like, so I think artists are sort of like that to begin with. So this is sort of recognizing like when you actually need to stop for a minute and rest.
Yeah. And you know, if you look on the internet or if you read pop culture stuff, like you see like Ryan Seacrest sleeps 3 hours a day or, you know what I mean? Like there are people that are just constantly going at a high level and they're super rare. I mean, and
they'll have to stop too at some point. Like they take breaks.
Yeah. They're just really smart about it. The point is that basically a lot of what we do in this podcast and what we do in our guidebook, like I said, is to motivate people to get off their ass and stop being lazy or procrastinating. But there are times when you need to schedule breaks into what you're doing in order to even perform at a regular level because, and that's what happened to me. So I basically was at a point because of all this stuff where I didn't really want to do a podcast this week and I was just a little tired. And then I thought that's actually a good topic for a podcast. And now I'm working. What the fuck?
You went meta with that shit.
Yeah, I went super meta. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, everyone gets burnt out and needs a break. And it's hard to be on all the time. And no one expects it. But this is what we're going to talk about.
What is an actual break, though? Like, say you're breaking from, like, just the fact that you're so wrapped up in, like, an album that you're doing or... You're like practicing shedding so hard and it doesn't seem to be like it's still at a plateau. Mm-hmm. Like these are all reasons where you might be exhausted because that shit will like that'll eat you alive. And if you know that you're actually working at it and you don't feel like it's like going somewhere, like my question would be, can a break still almost be like productive in a way? Because for me, like I can't just stop. It'll give me anxiety. How do you stop and have it be actually feeling good, not be an anxious mess?
Well, first of all, the big thing about this is the fact that musicians are mainly freelancers. I mean, if not 100% of the people that are full-time musicians are, if it's not 100% freelancers, it's close to that. And by that, you know, you typically make your own schedule, have to answer the phone when, you know, when it rings, you know, technically or figuratively. And you're always waiting for gigs. But in the day job world, the day job people have it a lot more together in terms of being able to take scheduled breaks because there's vacations, for instance, like,
and they know they're coming back to a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's, it's a part of the schedule. It's like, you know, for 5 days in the summer, like me and my family go to the beach and that's, or we have a house that we, a cabin in the woods, or we go camping for this point. And a lot of families do that, that aren't musicians. It's just that musicians forget to take a break. You know what I mean? They're just like,
well, it's scary.
I know.
I go back east a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially like when I first moved out here, I would just straight up lose artists because I'd go back for too long. Yeah. So like artists that I would be playing with, I'd go back home for the holidays. I'd come back and they had already maybe done like 2 or 3 gigs. I'd give them like subs, you know what I mean? I'd be like, call this person, call that person. And then that would be it. I'd like never get a call back.
Right.
And that's, it's sort of like the food chain, you know, which I like. I want to keep that machine rolling because that's, we talk about if you can get a gig as a substitute, a lot of the times you end up being the person that gets the gig for good for a little while. So that's sort of like the food chain. So I'm like, you know, I feel good to be able to keep that going. But yeah, like it's hard because if you take a break, you might lose a gig, you know?
Yeah. And it's stressful. And there's got to be ways to do that. But, you know, that may or may not happen. Losing a gig, you know, but you can do this without losing a gig. Like you can just take, instead of taking, like you're talking about taking a significant amount of time.
2-3 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not even a break. I would just go work back there.
Right. What I'm saying, I'm talking about taking a weekend and going to Catalina or.
I getcha.
Or, I mean, not, you know, whatever, just going camping for the weekend or something that's inexpensive, whatever it is, just getting away and having it scheduled. Because the difference is this, if your downtime is like utter exhaustion and just drinking bourbon at night and watching the news, like, hey, we've all been there. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm immune to this, but that's not necessarily healthy. It's not necessarily going to help you the next day, and it's not going to get you out of your funk. Like, or if you're, you know, get to the procrastination part where you're actually, you just take a lot of time off because you're so, you know, bothered by the election or an issue or a relationship or anything that's happening, and you just can't get yourself moving again, then that's going to be a problem for your work. But if you say, look, this weekend, I don't have any gigs, or like Monday and Tuesday, it could be during the week, doesn't matter. I'm going to go, say I don't have a girlfriend or a wife or anything, or, you know, I can just go and drive across the country and sleep in my car. Or like, I mean, not across the country, but you know what I mean? Just drive up to Santa Barbara and like hang out with like your sister or whatever it is. Like everyone needs a certain break, and you have to know when you're coming home, you know, so it's not just like an open-ended thing. Like, and everyone knows everyone that's ever been on a vacation of some kind knows that the first day of vacation, if you're a workaholic like me, or, you know, then you probably have a little trouble adjusting to the pace of being on vacation. You know, you have to stop looking at your phone. You have to, I mean, it's sometimes it's almost impossible for people to get there, to really disconnect from their normal lives. So it's also important just to schedule this whole break, no matter what it is. Sometimes, like we talked last episode, I think, about people having retreats. And I think we said Ben Maunder had this retreat in a cabin, and some people have these writing retreats, and they shut off their phones and they just do these things. Like, that might be
it
working.
It can even be related to what your profession is.
Yeah,
if
like
you do
that's,
it right.
That's like a working vacation.
Yeah. And that's bringing like the joy back into what you are doing with your life.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like surfing, but it could be. You know, maybe you like surfing or doing this, but like you have to make sure that if you have a week and you're in Hawaii, or you're even down in the Jersey Shore, or like wherever you live, or near Jake, so you have Santa Monica and Malibu and all that stuff near you. I mean, wherever you are, if you're gonna do something for a week, like you want to surf for a week, like you get up, you do that, and you know that like this exact day, whatever it is, Friday at 6 o'clock, like you're done with that. And when you wake up in the morning, like you're back to the grind. And that's how we have to do it, because as freelancers, we don't have that kind of built-in schedule, and we have to make our own, you know?
I feel like there's like in-between stuff too, like music-related, music-specific. a break could be considered. Like, I'm still going to play and practice, but I'm not going to practice. Like, I'm not going to do one scale. I'm not going to do one arpeggio. Like, I'm not going to do any drills for 2 days. The only thing I'm going to allow myself to do is, like, play along with people, like recordings, or just like, just play solo, whatever. Like, just do it for the actual music. Like, pretend like it's the first time you've picked up your instrument and you're just trying to make music. Because that can be sort of a break too, that people forget to do. I mean, I feel like this stuff should be incorporated in your practice anyway. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you make a big decision, just be like, for the next 2 days, I'm not doing one exercise. I'm right. just picking up my instrument for the complete joy of the fact that I know how to play it. And that's pretty fucking awesome. And like, I need to remind myself of that. It's kind of like effortless mastery type stuff a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that in general, you have to listen to your body and your mind. I mean, when I had tendonitis in both wrists and I was at Manhattan School of Music, the doctors would always say that. They'd say, listen to your body. You know, like if you're tight, and anyone that's has experience as a musician will say, like, listen to your body. You know, if you feel any tightness, like, stop practicing. Like, if you feel anything here, stretch. Like, if you relax, take a break. Like, never push yourself past what your body is telling you. And you have to listen to your mind too. So if you're, well, first of all, if you're practicing something, like you said, that you might not be that passionate about anymore, like you've been doing these arpeggios for weeks and you're kind of burnt out on it, and you're trying to do them like at a faster click each time, maybe you're trying to take it up to like 5 BPM more and 5 BPM more, and like eventually you might just hurt yourself because you're starting to tighten up and you're not really into what you're doing. So like that whole concept is not healthy, you know. So you do, unless like you really have to do something, like there's literally an audition and you have to play a piece of music, which happens
you're shedding like
in
a part
school or in orchestras and things like that. Like you have to actually shed a part that's really difficult in a passage, like, and you have a time limit. Okay. Yeah. But otherwise, music doesn't really work like that. It's not a race. Yeah. So,
and that's sort of getting into like micro breaks too. Like how to, you know, we could do like an episode, maybe if we know some cats that are more in that world, you know, orchestral, cause like they have a lot of really great ways of micro breaking to like be healthy and like and remember stuff better, like just better ways to like get that muscle memory going where you're not hurting yourself, you're not super discouraged. Like that's a whole process that's super fun too.
Essentially what I would say is that if you are burnt on a specific thing, then you should do something else that's musical if you still want to play. Like Jake said, if you can say, hey, you know, I'd like to write a tune, or maybe I just want to do ear training, or maybe I just want to play along with the transcription, or just play along with this, or do something else musical, if you want to keep it within music. If you're completely burnt on music, then you can just schedule an hour or two of something that's non-musical that you need to take your mind off of music. Like Randy Gist was here on our podcast a while ago, and he said that he gets into this video game mode where he'll, you know, he works all day, he does music, he's playing, he's scoring stuff, and then he wipes his mind clean by playing video games. And like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, people say that, not people, but some people might say, all right, that video games will rot your brain, or listen, kid, that's not like an old person today, thing man. To say, right? No, but it's that's not true. Like
full on simulation training at this fucking point. I know, it's crazy.
It's like Existenz, that movie. But the point being is that what if you were to play video games all day and not do work, then that's called procrastination. If you do it and that's your way of clearing your head and getting out of your mindset of the day, then you know what? Fine. That's the way you do it. Some people do it by drinking half a bottle of bourbon. You know what I mean? It's better to play some video games.
Fucking pansies can't even finish the bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Can't even finish it. What is that, 10 proof? No. The point being is you can either take a break that is non-musical, or you just do something different. I've done it millions of times when I wanted to practice, and there's so many things to work on that I didn't have to be bored. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So I don't have to practice technique or this if I'm interested in playing some Bach maybe today. Or, you know, maybe I would, if I'm really tired and I just need to keep my chops together, maybe I'll watch a documentary and just kind of play while I'm watching the documentary without an amp just to keep my hands going, you know? That's things that I know Jake probably does sometimes too. Like, we all do things like that. And sometimes that is fine. You know, it's whatever you need to do to unwind. Some people watch documentaries, some people read books, some people do this, but as long as you get your work done, it's okay. But it is vital to have these things. And I think that many musicians have said, what are the exact words? Like, life reflects art, or art reflects life. Same thing, you know?
I am the walrus.
Exactly. Meaning
shut
that
the fuck up, Donnie.
What I'm trying to say is that as you can tell, I am completely burnt out here. And that is why I wasn't gonna do a podcast this week. But no, what I'm trying to say is that if you don't live, you can't say anything with your art. And I think that's something that many people have said. They say, you know, if you don't have anything to say, if you're not experiencing life, how are you going to say it through your instrument? And that's some old knowledge that I remember being told by older musicians when I was 16, and people still say it today.
Yeah. There are some cats that have perfected the just like the slow burn workday. Some people just want to fucking like work, like pedal to the metal, and then just be done with it, and they can like totally separate stuff. They're just like, I'm done with work. Done. Mm-hmm. Like it's 6 o'clock. I did whatever I did today. Like, I'm good for the rest of the night. And they can actually just like separate it completely. But there's some people that just can't ever do that. So they do the whole like slow burn work day where mm-hmm. they'll get everything they need to get done, but they'll always be like super relaxed, taking breaks. It's kind of like how some people will eat either like, you know, a small tiny breakfast and then a huge meal in the middle of the day, and then that's it. Like, and they're good for the rest of the day. Or there are people that like will just eat tiny little meals throughout the whole morning and
some
day.
Some people snack all day. Yeah.
The overall way you work, you should probably define that, and that's your, you know, where the wave breaks. Like, where do you need a break? If you're someone that works like crazy, then you're gonna need to take like at least a weekend here and there. You got to figure that out. But yeah, there's so many ways like people work, but either way, you always
need a break. It's natural to feel broken down. You know, I mean, it's natural to feel exhausted. We live in a society where it's different, and we've talked about this previously,
recently. It's full on. Everyone's an entrepreneur.
It's different
it's like
now.
That used to be like that.
Yeah, and like I said on a previous podcast that. Even just the way we communicate now, which is one of the biggest problems, and Jake and I have spoken about this off of the mics, social media is pretty rough. And along with that, and the fact that your cell phones give you notifications and everything like that, like you're always on, you're always receiving information. There's no time for your brain to process anything. And always on, you're always going. There's always a camera in your face when you're performing. Someone has a cell phone. Like, it's always possible that you're going to be uploaded. Like,
I feel like we're fully on RAM. We're not. There's no ROM anymore. Like,
no ROM.
We don't remember anything. We don't.
No long.
There's nothing
memory.
That
no
like
long-term
actually.
Memory.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah. Like, so like our processing has to be like the RAM processing, which is like what you fucking pay for when you buy a computer. Like that's the fucking money shit right there. And that's not. It's not. Computers are not supposed to run just all on random access memory. Like,
phones
the fucking thing will get burnt out. Yeah. But that's like a mirror of like how we live our lives. Like, we don't have to remember anything because we have Google. We don't have to remember phone numbers. We don't have to remember anything. So it's like everything shifted to our like RAM processing unit. Mm-hmm. So you get fucking burnt out. Like, if you realize like the, you know, thank God for solid state drives, but a big problem that was happening was computers were, especially Apple, they were fucking burning out. Like, you'd have that shit on your lap. Mm-hmm. That thing was like 1,000,000,000 degrees within like an hour. And that's sort of what our brains are kind of going through. Like, we need to cool that shit down.
And, you know, getting back to this whole concept of taking these breaks, it can be kind of like a work reward situation where you know that you have a certain amount of hours. Again, you'd have to schedule your day with the tasks you have to do. If it's practice or making phone calls or doing this or going out to network or whatever the case is, or learning how to code or do a live stream because you want to do one.
All the shit that we tell you to do.
Yeah.
We're not like, trying to kill you, we swear.
Yeah, no, whatever it is, like that's your work. And then you can make your reward something that you really enjoy. And so that way, all day, you say, look, at like, if I get up early and I'm busting ass at like 6 or 7 o'clock, like, I know that I'm going to have really a lot of fun because I get to play this brand new video game, or I get to, I'm like really into this book and I don't know what's going to happen, or there's a new Borat movie on, or whatever it is.
Dude, like I made like oatmeal crayon cookies last night.
Or you're cooking.
Because it was just like, I'm just going to fucking chill.
Yeah.
And like, and like mix some fucking flour and some butter and some brown sugar. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that was like super fucking peaceful. I threw on some, I think I had like a Bill Evans Pandora channel on.
Wow.
And I'm just like, this is fucking awesome, you know?
Yeah. And with no date or anything, Jake, you just by yourself.
No. Just no dates, just raisins and, and cranberries.
But yeah, I mean, and you can schedule things like that, and so that you look forward to them. Like you're like, wow, this is going to be awesome. So I'm going to get my work done today, and it makes you more motivated to do it because you say at 6, I'm done. You know, Ron
or
Jones.
Or that could just pop in your head during the day.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I feel like going to see like I'm just going to go sit by the fucking water tonight after like 9.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to fucking work and kick ass. Mm-hmm. I'll work late. I'll get more shit done, and then I'll take a shower at like 8, and I'll go fucking sit by the water.
Go,
like that's a good break.
Yeah, drink some wine, sit by the water, do whatever you have to do.
Yeah,
and all this is cool. And Ron Jones said it really well in his masterclass, which we brought up many times here. He's got a great masterclass on My Music Masterclass about how to be a professional film composer, but it really relates to anyone in the music business. And he talks about how you should schedule your day like someone who works in an office, meaning that you have to make this many phone calls and you have to check them off. You're like, I didn't make my 6 phone calls today. It's like, oh, I got 2 more before I can stop working for the day. Like you have your tasks and you've written them down and therefore you're super organized. And then it makes your reward of chilling like less guilty.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you're not guilty, but you're like, I accomplished everything on my list today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like you're not just, because typically what happens is it gets to nighttime and you're just too exhausted to work anymore. And you're like, shit, I still have so much to do.
Yeah, you don't even feel like you did anything.
Yeah, but I just needed beer, you know, or something. And
I just needed beer. Yeah, you know.
But,
But you see that in a lot of like self-help books. Like they'll mention stuff like every day you wake up, like make your bed. That's one thing that always stuck with me. You wake up, you fucking get out of your bed and you make your bed. So two things happen. Essentially, you're not going to get back in the fucking bed, right? Because you made it all nice. And number two, like you already accomplished something that day. Like you look at it and you're like, oh, like I did that. That there was a fucking, you know, that like I feel okay. Because you need accomplishments to feel reward.
Okay.
You need to like finish something. You know what I mean? But yeah, that kind of shit's everywhere in those types of books.
And then you make coffee.
Yeah.
And then you shower or something.
You finalize that divorce and you fucking do some yoga.
Yeah. Pay your your parking tickets.
Go. Always check your glove compartment.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Make sure you don't have, you know, parking tickets in there.
Yes, you don't want that. You'll get towed. But you know, I think we've covered a lot. I don't want to make this a super long episode, but yeah, it's important stuff. It's really important to be able to take breaks. And the more seriously you plan your day and you get to what's really important, the less regret you'll have about relaxing. And so it's really a yin yang of life. You need to work hard and then you can relax a lot. And if you're going through something really stressful, like many of us have been dealing with lately and to varying degrees, you know, sometimes it's not possible to get your work done during the day and you're just dealing with hardship, either family stuff or health stuff or money stuff or political stuff, whatever the case is. you know, eventually you take yourself out of it however you can, and you start getting back to some routine where you're doing your work and you have time to relax and have some downtime. And it's important for everyone, no matter what you do, but we're musicians, so this is what we talk about.
Yeah, we want to live doing what we love and die doing what we love, just like Bodhi.
No dying.
Just, you know, don't be a criminal like Bodhi was.
All right.
Because then Johnny Utah is going to come after you.
That's true. Johnny Utah.
But he lets him die doing what he loves.
That's
Can't
true.
Live in a cage, Johnny.
All right.
You got to go down, Bodhi.
All right. And for all of you who haven't seen Point Break, oh, it's epic. Epic
spoilers. Yeah, spoilers.
Cinematic experience. Anyway, till next time. Questions, comments, episode ideas, hate mail? You can get in touch with us by contact form, email, or voicemail, all of which are available at our website, theperformerspathway.com. If one of your questions or topics makes it into the podcast, with your consent, of course, you'll receive a shiny new $10 gift card for use at mymusicmasterclass.com. That's our sister website, which contains over 600 original educational videos from your musical heroes. So, look forward to hearing from you.